Welcome to Press Any Button. I am your host, Eric.
And I'm Nikki.
And today we are talking about the video game Duck Hunt for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Duck Hunt is a game where you shoot ducks with your nest zapper while your faithful hunting dog presents their lifeless corpse to you. You can play the game in three modes, A, where you shoot one duck, B, where you can shoot two ducks at a time, and C, where you can shoot a bunch of frisbees thrown out. If you miss all the ducks in a set, your dog will mock you for your failure to murder. So do you want to get it started?
Oh, you forgot spoiler alert, oh. Eric. You know, major spoiler alert there for anyone that hasn't played this game in the last, like, 35 years or whatever.
There is a spoiler alert. We will be talking about ducks and the hunting of said ducks. Mm-hmm. We will also be discussing the deep story of this game, which is hidden within the subtext.
Deep, deep story.
So are you ready?
Yeah, let's get into it. I will say that this game has a pretty interesting history.
Really? Duck Hunt?
Really?
It's just, you just shoot the ducks. Possibly be an interesting history of that?
Hey, a lot of stuff. Are you ready to learn about it?
I am ready to learn.
All right. First, I want to preface this by saying the first two things I talk about don't actually have to do with Duck Hunt per se. But it has to do with the history leading up to Duck Hunt.
Okay.
So first of all, you should know that the very first video game called Duck Hunt was actually made by Sega.
Wow.
What? I know. In 1969, Sega had an arcade game called Duck Hunt. It didn't use the mirror projection system like the game that we know, but you did have a rifle that you could play with.
So Duck Hunt was invented by Nintendo's arch rival in the 90s, Sega?
Technically, yeah. I mean, the same title and everything.
So is the Nintendo version just a ripoff of the Sega version?
Basically. I think the premise of the game is very similar, but, you know, the premise of Duck Hunt isn't, like, crazy.
Well, yeah, if you just ignore all the subtext that you're getting.
Yeah, just, Also, Duck Hunt is based on a 1976 electronic toy version titled Beam Gun Duck Hunt, which is a part of the Beam Gun series made by Nintendo.
Huh, so there were a bunch of Beam Gun games?
Yeah, it seems like there was a series of them. And the toy version was designed by Gunpei Yokoi and Masayuki Uemura. And this game actually advanced the light gun technology that they use, or eventually ended up using, for Duck Hunt that we are talking about.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so it was like pretty much like a boxed toy, and it came with the gun, and it came with a projection, light projection system. And yeah, you could play just like on your wall or whatever that it was projected on. It looked pretty neat.
Yeah, that sounds pretty neat. And then they kind of took that and they figured out how to make that work on a CRT, I guess?
Yeah, they kind of took that same technology and applied it to the NES. All right, moving on to getting into actual Duck Hunt. Duck Hunt was released in Japan in April 1984. And then later it was released as a launch game for the NES in North America in October 1985. And then like 2 years later, Europe got it.
So that was as like part of the Mario bundle, or did they bundle it with Mario later?
It bundled Mario later. I think that was also ended up being one that came with Nintendo's when you bought it too later.
Yeah.
But originally when they released NES, Mario wasn't even very well known. He wasn't even like their spokes character yet or anything like that. So it just came, some of the NESs that you bought would just come with Duck Hunt.
Okay. So you could buy it at launch with your Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. I guess, you know, like it would come with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because you don't want to like buy a system and not have any games to play. So I think back in the day when you bought a system, didn't it usually at least come with like one game?
Yeah, I think at one point they did, and then they stopped doing that, where they stopped letting you just have a game with it.
Yeah. Obviously, as you stated in the intro, players use the NES Zapper in combination with a CRT television to shoot the ducks that appear on the screen. The Zapper is the gun controller that we all know and love.
Yeah, and something I realized, the Zapper does not work on a non-CRT TV, so it doesn't work on modern TVs. That's a good reason to have an old CRT TV, just so you can play Duck Hunt and other light gun games, if I had any.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only reason to have one. But yeah, that's one of the few games that I can think of that, I mean, I've ever even played to uses the gun. So I was kind of surprised they didn't like come out with more games to use the gun with.
I think they actually did come out with quite a few. Like I tried to look up a list, and there was like 7 or 8 games on that list. It just, I'd never really heard of them or played any of them.
Yeah, they just didn't take off. Because I really haven't heard any of them either.
Yeah.
Duck Hunt was released as an arcade game in the Nintendo Versus series in 1984. It was called Versus Duck Hunt, obviously. And it included a play choice of 10 arcade games in the console. But this was cool because it had 2 light guns. So you could play 2 players at once.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. So Sega releases the arcade game Duck Hunt, and then...
In 1969.
And then, like, almost 20 years later, Nintendo releases their arcade game Duck Hunt.
Yeah. And I guess the difference is, you know, they have their new technology or whatnot, and obviously they're, like, a big brand, so...
Yeah. Do they have to get the license from Sega for that? Or was it just like, okay, you're hunting ducks, there's nothing to really license?
I didn't say anything about that, so I'm just assuming there wasn't really anything there. I would imagine that Sega would do something if they could. Because, you know, yeah. Nintendo... Yeah, you definitely don't want Nintendo ripping you off, and they can afford whatever fee... Yeah. You know, that you want to charge for that. So
back in the day before lawyers, maybe.
Yeah. And maybe because there was so much time in between, maybe that was a factor. But
yeah,
I don't know. I didn't see any big news about that or anything. So I'm thinking it wasn't really a big deal.
Okay.
Duck Hunt also features a nameless, non-playable hunting dog. And we all know the dog, but I just wanted to mention that he doesn't have a name. No one ever gave him a name.
That's so sad.
People just call him Dog or Duck Hunt Dog or sometimes Laughing Dog because, you know, he's infamous and iconic for laughing at you whenever you fail at your round.
Yeah.
He mocks you.
Everyone hates the dog.
Oh, yeah. And all in all, Duck Hunt remains one of the best-selling video games of all time, coming in at number 3 with over 28 million units sold.
I think part of it was probably just because it became bundled, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I remember the one I had was, I think it was like Super Mario Brothers / Duck Hunt on the same cartridge.
Yeah.
That's one I see a lot.
I actually had the 3 games, the Mario, Duck Hunt, and Track and Field.
Ooh,
and,
nice.
And the Track and Field pad.
Oh, yes. I did read about that, the pad.
Yeah, that thing was... Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it came in a few different bundles. And I also think that it being a launch game helped the sales of it, too. Because pretty much every NES that was sold almost, like, came with a copy of Duck Hunt. And so that counts.
That's a lot of NESs.
Oh, yeah. And I also read that Duck Hunt was partially responsible for bringing back video games and making them popular again during, you know, the big video game crash or whatever. Duck Hunt was one of the big main games that actually helped people get back into playing video games.
Oh, cool. So after Atari crashed it with E.T., Nintendo saved it with Duck Hunt.
Yeah. I would say Nintendo saved it with a lot of things, probably. But yeah, thank you, Nintendo, for helping video games not go away forever. So this brings me to my portion of the show called Fun Facts.
Fun Facts with Nikki.
Yeah, Fun Facts. I mean, we both do Fun Facts, but are you ready for some Fun Facts about Duck Hunt?
Yes, let's hear some Fun Facts.
Awesome. So Fun fact number one, a shooting-based accessory had never existed in a home video game before Duck Hunt.
Wow. What about the light gun? I guess that wasn't part of a console, that, you know, the box one?
The toy.
Yeah.
No, that was a toy. So it wasn't a video game or anything.
Okay. Huh.
And for the toy, the targets, I don't think, moved around. It was just kind of like more of like a target practice sort of thing. So the ducks didn't move around on the projector or anything like that.
That sounds lame.
Yeah. More like target practice, I guess. But anyways, okay. Yeah. So it was the first video game that had a shooting-based accessory for it. And
cool.
Yeah. Fun fact number two. In the 1980s, they put laws in place so that any toy gun would have to include bright safety colors so kids could easily identify the gun as a toy. And that's why the Zapper gun has the orange on it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
As if you couldn't tell, because it has a giant cord coming from it that goes into your video game, you know, but still, just in case.
Hey, you could cut that off with some scissors.
That's true. I mean, you could also like a spray paint it black, but it still wouldn't look like a real gun. fun fact number three, there are three variations of the ducks. You have the green-headed black duck, which is the slowest moving duck. You have the brown duck, which is the fastest moving duck. And then you have the blue ducks, which are somewhere in between.
Okay, I didn't realize the different colors were associated with the speed of the ducks.
I didn't either. So that's why I thought it was a cool fun fact. And I never really paid that much attention. I did notice there was different colored ducks, but I didn't really notice, okay, those are always slow. Those are always fast.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, but that helps with the variation of the game, too, because you have some that move faster, some that move slower.
Yeah, you know, you never especially know. When it's throwing two at you, you can throw two different types, I guess.
Yeah. And fun fact number four. This is my favorite. Duck Hunt is actually a two-player game. And I'm not talking about the arcade game. And I'm not talking about two guns either. If you have one gun plugged in and one controller plugged in, the person with the controller can control the duck and the movement of the duck.
Yeah, I don't know if I would call this two-player or not. I mean, you can kind of control the duck. You can't, like, stop, freeze the duck, or, like, you can kind of tell it to go left or right. You can kind of, like, wiggle the duck, I guess.
You can move it up and down too.
Yeah, and up and down a little bit, so you can kind of control the duck a little bit. And then it doesn't really like have any benefit, or I guess maybe if you're trying to make the person do bad, you can like try to steer them over towards the tree or bush or something.
True. It's more of a player two activity, so you don't just have to sit there and watch the whole time.
Yeah.
But
it's not like the player two has a score.
Yeah,
but
you don't get a score, and there's really no objective except for just trying to make your friend lose.
Yeah.
But we did try it out, and I didn't know that you could do that. So I thought that was kind of like a hidden gem of a fact. Because I never heard anyone talk about that you could control the ducks, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of cool. Yeah, I guess. It's like, yeah.
I mean, did you know that before?
No.
I told you and we practiced it.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so now everyone, if you have Duck Hunt, you can go try to play it in two-player mode and see how good you can get at moving the ducks around.
Before the other player kills them.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, Duck Hunt has a lot of history. It's a fun game to learn about, and it's a classic, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this is state-of-the-art technology when it came out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's so futuristic, you know? Like, for back in the day, back in the 80s, to be able to play with something that's not a controller, that was way advanced.
Yeah.
So, Eric, what did you like, or what do you like about Duck Hunt?
Well, I did have that as one of my pros, that, you know, it was state-of-the-art technology. Even though we don't think of it that way anymore, and it's definitely not now. Yeah, for the time, this was like really technologically impressive, you know.
I did always wonder why they didn't have more games that came with guns, like more shooting games that came with actual gun controllers.
Maybe a little bit deeper than this game.
Yeah, or just even for like newer games, you know, like you don't see that for Xbox or PlayStation or anything like that.
Oh, they had the Kinect and the Wii, which had some kind of those kind of features.
A little bit, but I never saw a gun. Did you?
You could buy like an add-on for your Wii controller that made it look kind of like a gun. It was like a holder.
Yeah, because I remember like the steering wheel and stuff for that. But I missed the gun, I guess.
Yeah, that was the Wii like add-on plastic accessories like phase. So, yeah. So many different like plastic accessories.
Yeah.
That really didn't do anything, but just, you know, changed how you held the remote, I guess.
Yeah, it made Nintendo money. That's basically what those were for.
So what did you like about it?
It's nostalgic, you know, it really takes you back to, you know, your first Nintendo experiences or one of them. And it's pretty fun, I would say, like in short sessions. I wouldn't want to spend 5 hours playing Duck Hunt or anything, but at a party or with some friends where you can take turns and stuff.
Yeah,
it's pretty fun.
And that brings me to one of my points is you only need one hand to hold the zapper so you can have a beer in the other hand.
Yeah, that is a very good point, Eric.
Which makes it a great party game.
Yeah, but sometimes you do have to close one eye and then, you know, then can you see your beer? Just kidding. I like the dog.
No one likes the dog.
I like the dog. He cracks me up.
You can't like the dog.
I would be this dog if I was a video game character because I like to mock people when they do wrong.
So out of all the characters, you would choose the annoying Duck Hunt dog. I don't know if I believe you.
I'm just saying I can see my personality in the dog. And I like to laugh when people mess up. It's fun. I mean, when it's not serious, obviously. Video games, it's fun.
I like the hidden story, you know, kind of you had to dig out the clues to figure out what the story was, but you know, it's a pretty great story.
What hidden story? The dog has a secret friendship with the ducks.
Well, how I interpreted the story of the game was that it took place in like maybe a timeline where humanity was enslaved by hyper intelligent dogs.
Obviously. Yeah. I can see how you got to that.
Yeah. And the dogs force you into a war against their great rival, the sentient species of ducks. And then the dogs mock you with each missed duck because they know the ducks are on their way to attack your village and murder all of the humans there.
Wow. I think you unlocked the story.
That's the story. I mean, that's everyone knows it. You're trying to save your human kin.
Everyone knows it.
Oh,
okay. Because I definitely did not see that when I was doing my research. So
you really had to, it's subtle.
It's very, yeah. I was thinking, you know, something along the same lines, to be honest.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. I was thinking, okay, this is a dog that's going hunting. He's your hunting dog. He's helping you hunt. And then he jumps in the bushes to show you the ducks are there. And then that's his job. But then he laughs at you because, you know, he did his job, but you didn't do your job.
But how do you explain his ability to laugh? Because normally dogs wouldn't have that ability.
Oh.
You see?
I see. Sometimes it looks like dogs laugh. You know, dogs can look like they're laughing sometimes.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Yeah, I don't know. Good point. That does make the whole story totally different.
Really ties the game together.
It really does. And I think you nailed it. You know, and you know, if you're listening, let us know what you think the story in Duck Hunt is. Do you think Eric's right? Or do you think I'm right? Do you have your own theory? Yeah, let us know. So, Eric, what are some of the things that you didn't like about the game?
Well, I know this game came out in like 1984, but you know, destructible environment would have been cool. Like if you shot the bush, like, you know, the bush could have like ruffled or something.
Yeah. I know it's old, but you're right. It could have at least like lost a few leaves or something. Yeah. Like, you know,
shot a branch off the tree or something.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. That probably would have been way, way even more advanced.
That's true.
My biggest complaint about this game is when you miss, where are you missing? Like, if it could show you your shot, I know. Normally, if you were normally duck hunting, you wouldn't be able to see where your shot missed the ducks. Uh-huh. But it would have been really nice because there'd be so many times you miss the duck, and you'd be like, you know, I had it lined up, like, where on the TV did it think that bullet was going?
Just so you would have the data. And you
just so you could adjust. I'm shooting to the left of all the ducks. I need to, you know, recenter where.
Yeah, that actually doesn't seem like it'd be that hard. They'll just add like a little crosshair that shows up for a second, you know, after you miss.
Yeah, yeah, I think that would be.
But maybe they were thinking, no, this has to be ultra realistic. Like you said, in real duck hunting, you don't know how far off you got.
What about you, Nikki? Was there anything you didn't really like about duck hunt?
Yeah, you know, like, it's repetitive, but, I mean, you kind of know that going into the game. It's, you know, one of the first games that came out with the NES, and they couldn't do a whole lot. But, yeah, it gets a little repetitive. Pretty much the only thing that changes is the speed in which the ducks fly.
I feel like the difficulty kind of ramps up really quick to the point where, man, there's just sometimes where they just seem to fly right off the screen. It's like, here's the duck. Oh, it's gone. It's like,
yeah, after round 11, I think I read that the speeds really start going up from there. And actually, the only way the game really ends is when it glitches out on itself because it's going too fast to where it can't even keep up with like what it's doing.
That's interesting.
Uh-huh. I think technically you can get to maybe like 100 rounds before that starts to happen. But it sounds like there's really not a set end. It just kind of ends its own self with like its capabilities.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that. Uh-huh. That's cool.
And another thing is, your arm gets really tired after a while. Unless you've got like beefed up, jacked up muscle arms. After like 10 rounds, you're like, man, I need to either switch up the arm I'm aiming with, or like I need to like, prop up my arm with my other arm, or like find something to sit my arm onto or something. Cause you know, it gets a little tired.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Do you have any strategy with this game, Eric?
Oh yeah. So there's of course the one eye open strategy, and then there's the two eye open strategy.
Oh, you're talking about aiming strategies.
Yeah. So the one eye open strategy feels like more accurate.
It does feel more accurate.
But I always seem to have more success when I try to do the two eyes open strategy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, like when you're shooting a real gun, you do have to close one eye to kind of aim up your sights or whatever. So for me, I usually am more accurate when I do one eye, but it's just after a while, your eye gets kind of tired. Yeah, or at least mine does, because it's like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
I think part of it may be because it's easier to react with the two eyes open.
Yeah.
Whereas like you're trying to line it up perfectly with one eye open. You can also try the strategy where you put the gun right against the TV.
Oh, yeah. I call that the kid strategy because that's definitely what I did when I was a kid. I was like, yeah, I'm for sure going to beat it this way. And I still didn't even get that far.
Well, it works great until you start getting to the levels where they move fast. And then you can't really get the duck on the,
Get the gun on the duck fast enough.
Yeah. It's like you almost have to take a step back to really do well.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, you think, yeah, this is foolproof. I'm going to get every duck. I'm like right here. I'm so close. And then, yeah, that only works until they start going really fast.
Yeah.
Once things start speeding up, you know, like the shit hits the fan, okay? You're just like aiming like wherever. Just trying to shoot some ducks.
Yeah. So did you have any other strategy?
Nah, you know me. I don't really have strategy in general, but I don't see how, like, other than the aiming strategies that we just talked about, like, what even other kinds of strategy would you have?
I also noticed that I was usually doing better when I could get the ducks into the middle of the screen. So I try to wait a little bit for the ducks to come towards the center. And I would have a better, I felt like I had a better odds of hitting them.
Yeah. But if you wait too long, they fly off the screen.
Sometimes they don't come to the center. So that can be a pretty bad strategy.
Exactly. So, yeah. I don't really think there's much strategy you can have with this game.
That's tough. But yeah, shoot the ducks. That's the strategy.
Yeah, just shoot the ducks.
So did you find anything going on in the future for Duck Hunt?
Not really for like the present future. I tried to see if maybe the character was going to be in some new games. Maybe if there's a new Smash Bros. Game or something coming out. I tried to see if there was any shows or movies or whatever, but really the only thing I could find is...
Wait, they're not making a movie about this compelling story?
I know. But hey, I did find that the dog and duck were in that really horrible Adam Sandler movie, Pixels, which came out not that long ago.
You think that movie was bad?
It was so bad.
Yeah, oh, it's terrible. God.
And also, it has like 16 on Rotten Tomatoes. So I'm not alone in thinking that movie was bad.
It was terrible.
Also found that the dog and the duck were featured characters in Super Smash Brothers for Wii U. But
yeah,
that was kind of a while ago.
Well, they also came since Smash Brothers Ultimate, the most recent one, had every character. They were also in that game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And it's a super weird character. I don't like it because, for one...
it's like the duck and the dog together.
Yeah, it's like the duck is like floating the dog's butt.
Yeah, it's like if you look at the picture, it's just like, yeah, the duck is flying right over the dog's butt.
Yeah, and if you know the story, like they're mortal rivals, like why would they help each other?
Yeah, exactly. If anything... the dog should be taking the duck and like slapping people with it.
Yeah, with its dead corpse. That would have been much better.
Yeah, dead corpse.
Yeah, the character itself doesn't make any sense. And then they called it Duck Hunt, which is like, I guess because they didn't have a name for the character.
Oh, why hasn't anyone given this dog a name yet?
Yeah, just call it Rufus. Just give the dog a name now.
I mean, I would call it Giggles.
That's a terrible name.
I mean, it laughs at you. Come on now.
All right. So, Giggles should be slapping people with the corpse duck. That should be the character.
Yeah, that'd be great. It's the dog now has a name, everyone. Just FYI, it's officially called Giggles. Okay, so go on the Wikipedia and update that fact.
Please update immediately. The Duck Hunt Wikipedia. With the dog's name as Giggles.
Yeah. Did you find anything else about the feature for the game?
Oh, you know, there are like a ton of knockoffs for Duck Hunt. Like if you go to your app store or whatever and type in Duck Hunt, you can find all sorts of like kind of cheap knockoffs of Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
And in fact, I saw three of them.
It's so easy.
Yeah. I saw three of them that actually looked like they had just copy and pasted the same art from Duck Hunt.
And just called it like, Hunt Duck or something.
Some of the other names. Duck Hunt Game, Super Duck Hunter, Duck Hunter Revolutions. Yeah, just like stuff like that.
It's
like,
yeah.
I guess imitation is one of the highest forms of flattery, though. So.
Yeah. True. And it seems like one of the easier games if you're going to rip one off.
Yeah.
I mean, Eric.
Yes.
Here's the part we've all been waiting for. Did you complete the challenge? Did you get to round 15 on game B?
I did. I even took a picture of it.
Shocker. Wow, you took a picture of it?
Yeah, I totally messed up the next round so I could get a picture of myself.
Nice. So what was your 15. Score? Do you remember?
It's in the picture.
All right.
The picture can be posted later.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll post that on Instagram so everyone can try to beat Eric's score.
It's 100% not a doctored photo. I can guarantee that. Why would you even think of that, Nikki?
I didn't. You brought that up. So are you saying you cheated? Did you cheat?
No, I did not.
I'm going to need to see the apps on your phone, see if you have Photoshop app or something.
I still don't know how I would have gotten a perfect game, to be honest, that first choice.
So, okay, I want to say I tried to find out what a perfect game for Duck Hunt is. I searched it many different ways in Google. You know, how to get a perfect game at Duck Hunt. What is a perfect game at Duck Hunt? Duck Hunt perfect game. How to, you know, any way you could word it, I tried to find it. And there's really no answer out there. So I'm thinking that it's like bowling, where, you know, if you miss even one pin, then it's not a perfect game anymore. So I'm thinking to get a perfect game at Duck Hunt, you have to not miss any ducks at all.
Until when?
Until the game glitches out on itself.
So you have to go over 100 rounds?
It's nuts. Like, I don't think anyone's done it. But, I mean, you can't find the real answer. So this is just
So me. How did you come up with that challenge?
Okay, well, I came up with the challenge because I actually found a site that had extra accomplishments or like extra tasks or whatever you want to call it for Duck Hunt, and it listed, and it said that that person had achieved a perfect game in game A and in game B, and it was extremely rare, but I don't really know how truthful that was
this, like,
or
a
maybe I looked at it wrong, or
maybe
something.
It was a re-release of the game or something.
Yeah, maybe. So I just got it off of a site because I was like, I don't want to just, well, obviously you can't just say beat Duck Hunt. That's not really a thing. And, you know, it'd been a long time since I'd played it. So I was like, what's a good challenge? So I just tried to look up on the internet, and perfect game was one of the accomplishments it said you could get. But there's no videos out there of anyone having a perfect game on YouTube or anything like that. So
we'll...
I don't know if that's really a real attainable goal that you can do.
So what would we have done if I had picked that challenge?
Well, you would just be rapping right now.
I guess I picked the
impossible. Seriously doubt you could even go 20 rounds without missing at least one duck anyways. That would be hard.
That'd be really tough.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, yeah. Anyways, Eric, I'm very excited to see what game you
are
picked for the next episode.
I think I gave you a hint already. This game is going to be a bad game.
Yeah.
Like a really
bad
game.
That's all I know. And the only bad games I know are the E.T. game. You know, that's pretty infamous for being horrible. And the Simpsons Mall game. Those are the only two that I know. Like, I remember people talking about how bad they were.
Yeah, I don't remember the mall one, but there was a bunch of bad Simpsons.
Well,
there.
Angry Video Game Nerd did a whole like episode about the. I think you at one point
there might have been a mall.
Like,
there might have been a mall level. I think.
Oh,
you're talking
maybe
about,
there's just a mall level, but I know you're like playing Bart and you're on a skateboard and you're like going through the mall. And I remember getting really mad during that part.
I think it was Bart versus not Bart versus the world, but Bart versus like the space mutants or something.
Yeah. Anyways. The Simpsons games, I've heard that really none of them are that great, but I know that one is supposed to be really terrible and basically impossible to beat. So.
Okay, so it's not a Simpsons game.
Is it E.T.?
It's not E.T.
Okay.
do you want to hit?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a game based on a movie.
And it's old, right? You said like...
It's 90s.
Okay. Mission Impossible.
No, I'll give you another hint. It's a Christmas movie.
Oh, Home Alone.
Close. It's
the video game
sequel.
Home Alone 2.
Yes,
the video game.
Yeah. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York for the SNES.
Oh no. And this is notoriously a bad game.
This,
like,
is a bad
everyone
game.
That plays it hates it basically.
Or
is it like a B horror movie where, you know, it's bad but it's still good?
No, it's a bad game. It's a bad game.
Dang it. Okay, so what is my challenge gonna have to be for this terrible game that you're forcing me to play?
I'm not gonna go too hard on you, so my
thank you
challenge is gonna be beat level one.
Oh no.
Which is the basically, since the levels aren't really numbered in this game, the first level is really just getting out of the hotel.
Okay.
So all you have to do is get out of the hotel.
Sounds too...
Piece of cake.
Sounds too easy.
And I'm going to give myself a challenge.
Oh, huh.
As well.
That's new.
I want to beat this game because I've never beaten this game before.
So if you don't beat the game, are you going to take on a rap?
Sure, yeah.
Or do you want it to just be your own personal challenge, like that you're just giving to yourself for fun and not like a part of the podcast?
I'm pretty sure I'll figure out how to beat it. So I'll go ahead and say.
Oh, okay. Double challenge.
Double challenge.
Ooh. Shocker. Changing it up, you know?
Yeah.
Keeping you guys on your toes.
So it'll be a double challenge week.
And let's see how it goes.
All right. See you next time.
Yeah. See you guys next time. As always, if you like what you heard, please share the podcast with your friends, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and follow us on social media. We'd love to hear what you have to say on Instagram about anything that we talked about in the episode, and we appreciate your listen. Thank you so much.